Murders are down by 16%, and only 14 curfews have been imposed in troubled communities this year. National Security Minister Peter Bunting outlines the crime-fighting strategies that have been employed to reduce major crimes since the start of the year. He was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
We have had a good year in terms of reductions in all major categories of crime, particularly in serious and violent crimes, double-digit reductions. We have about close to 700 fewer victims of serious and violent crimes this year. This includes murder, shooting, rape, and aggravated assault. Murder, which of course you know is the headline statistic most people look at, we have had 192 fewer persons murdered this year. So we're very encouraged by it, and we're very hopeful that we'll carry this momentum into 2015. Mm-hmm. Historically, thousands of curfews are imposed every year in communities across Jamaica.
We made a deliberate
decision that only in the most exceptional circumstances am I going to approve a curfew. And this year we've only had 14. 14 for the entire year, an average of one per month. One community for 72 hours per month. In fact, there were some communities that seemed to be perpetually under curfew.
So we have achieved this reduction of crime without curfews?
We've achieved it by doing less of a number of things. So we've virtually eliminated the use of curfews as a routine type measure. We have reduced the number of arrests because the
police... That's a good thing.
That is a positive thing. In a situation where you have so much violent crime, it is better to prioritize the resources of the police against these violence producers. And the arrest that you might be making for possession of ganja or other minor offenses, which ties up police resources, contributes to overcrowding in lockups, is really not the most effective use of police resources. So one of the things we've been trying to let people understand that it's not a matter of hard policing versus soft policing. What we're about is smarter policing. Where criminal gangs, hardcore violence producers require a tiered response, we recognize that they will need a mobile reserve or the special operational units to address that situation. However, the normal routine type of policing that the average citizen experiences must be the more civilian style of policing, with a red seaman or khaki, as the case may be. And persons who can engage citizens, who get to know them by name, get to know who is who, so that they don't have to do this sort of net fishing kind of operation where police would come into a community, scrape up a whole heap of young men primarily off the streets and carry them for processing. We found that this has developed a hostility, and we're changing that, and we're seeing the results. Police fatal shootings have been reduced by more than 50%.
More than 50%?
More than 50% in a single year.
And you are deliberately taking, Minister, a holistic approach to security. You're not just focusing on crime fighting. You're looking at the social, the relational issues.
One of the things that I've spent a lot of time, and the team at my ministry have spent a lot of time this year, is in schools. I have been surprised as I've done more research. I've spoken with persons like Professor Sams Vaughan to realize that from the early childhood level, appropriate educational interventions can reduce dramatically the likelihood of somebody following a criminal lifestyle as a teenager or a young adult. Similarly, interventions at the level of family, just having a father in a child's life improves their chances of being a responsible citizen and reduces the likelihood of them being involved in criminal activities and having a whole host of other issues. So we support groups like the National Association for the Family. We support Parenting Commission. During November, we ran ads to support their work. And we work consistently throughout the year, particularly partnering with the Ministry of Education and the various schools, particularly the ones where there are challenges. Adolescents who are on the verge of dropping out of school or for various reasons are at risk. And we've been doing a lot of work through the CSJP program and under the Unite for Change umbrella to engage them and to try and give them encouragement, try and steer them in the right direction.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.